Peter, what kind of resources can you give to students who are interested in pursuing a career, maybe going into business for themselves, or you've become a real estate agent recently? Maybe any advice in that field too?
I think I'm too green as a real estate agent to be giving any advice.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You're pretty successful so far.
But really, as in any business, 80% of the work is done by 20% of the people. And the biggest piece of advice I give to young people coming out of college is to simply show up. Showing up is, I forget who said it, but showing up is half the battle.
Agreed.
And once you're there, answering your phone calls, returning phone calls on a rapid basis is something people don't do a lot of. Picking up the phone and actually speaking to people. It's funny, as my kids grew up, and I say, "Are you talking to them?" They say, "Oh yeah, we're talking to them." And I said, "Well, what do you mean?" They go, "Oh, I texted them yesterday." Well, you know what?
I hear that too.
An
What?
actual phone call where you speak to people means volumes.
Yeah, just hearing their voice, it says so much. Just you can tell so much where someone's at just by hearing their voice, right?
Building relationships is important in business.
Well, thanks for sharing that. And what about advice for someone who is unsure about their career path?
I've been fortunate my entire life as that young in life, my father said, pick mentors. And throughout my life, I've been fortunate enough to have half a dozen or more mentors in any one thing that I'm doing. And you latch on to people and that you respect and value their opinion, and you ask questions and you tell them where you are and what you're thinking, and they will help. It's amazing. People are scared to reach out to those that they feel are successful. But those people that are successful, they just love helping. And they will not turn away an opportunity to tell you what they think. It's just the nature of those successful people. And so reach out, ask, discuss, learn what those people are doing.
Yeah, I think that's really great advice. And it's unfortunate, like you mentioned, that sometimes people maybe they let their pride get in the way of, just being humble and asking. And I've sure found it true in my life that, like you said as well, that people really do want to help and it's really rewarding, maybe for them as much as the person asking.
Oh, of course it is. It's an honor when somebody comes to me and asks me. I look back on my life and I don't think it's all that spectacular or I've not really done anything extraordinary. But when somebody comes and tells me that they think I have and they want advice, it's overflowing. I can't give enough. It's fun. I'm humbled by the acknowledgement that they think I've done something.
Yeah, that you're doing something right?
By trial and error
Right.
sometimes.
Yeah. Peter, is there any last things you would like to leave us with?
No, Patrick, thank you for putting these interviews together. I think this is the type of thing that's going to help people make decisions and become interested in being entrepreneurs and business people on their own.
Well, you're very welcome, Peter, and it's for people like you that make the show possible. So again, thank you very much for being our guest today.